Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The 0.5% VAT hike due at the beginning of May is not going to happen. Several media outlets report that National Treasury announced the decision in a statement issued just after midnight last night. The statement says the decision to forego the increase follows extensive consultations with political parties and careful consideration of the recommendations of the parliamentary committees. Legislation will now be introduced to cut costs and replace the missing additional income. Business Day adds that the ANC and DA are finalising an out-of-court settlement to scrap the VAT hike. This ahead of the handing down of judgment in the case brought by the DA and EFF to have it interdicted. Business Day quotes DA Federal Council Chair Helen Ziller as saying the DA has not accepted Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's proposals as it is awaiting a formal written settlement offer. Inflation in South Africa is down. It's come in at 2.7% for the month of March from 3.2% in February. Stats SA says it's the first drop in inflation in 5 months and was largely due to the lower fuel price. Average fuel prices are some 9% down on the same period a year ago. Food inflation also cooled 2.7% in March from 2.8% in February. On the negative side, maize prices are up sharply, as we reported yesterday morning, and instant coffee up nearly 19%. It is the lowest level of inflation since the pandemic. But does it mean the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates at its next meeting? Well, Bloomberg reports that traders are betting the chances have increased to 68% for a 25 basis point cut next month, but economists are less convinced. Standard Chartered's Razia Khan says she sees rates on hold regardless. The markets are mixed this morning. The JSE ended last evening just beneath flat. That's both the All Share and Top 40, while London was up just under 1%. In New York, there was approval of President Trump's recent climb downs. The latest is on tariffs against the car industry. The Dow was up 1.1%, the S&P 500 up 1.7%, the Nasdaq up 2.5%. Tokyo this morning up 1.1%, Hong Kong down 1.3%, Sydney up 0.7%. The US dollar still soggy, 1.13 to the euro. The rand pretty much unchanged, 18.68 to the dollar, 21.18 to the euro, 24.78 to sterling. Gold at 3,327, platinum 971, Bitcoin just under 92,900, and Brent crude oil just over $66 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.